members, what we're going to do is we're going to have Mr. Knopf go through the procedure that we're going to go through here the remaining potentially half hour here, hopefully, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chair, members, we worked through the spreadsheet. I know my, you may have a standalone, which is a little different page number, but you could follow that version if you have the standalone version. So it's just for the projects, and a number of them have the same amount of money in. The committee can just work on adopting a group of those. First five, I'll read them off. It's the Minnesota County Biological Survey, statewide digital soil survey, updated national wetland inventory, and those would be the, I guess those are four, but there are five numbers associated with each of those because two of them are split. But it would be just a matter of a motion then to adopt basically all five numbers in there. If you look in the House or the Senate, they're the same.
Representative Torkelson moves the first five as described by Mr. Knopf. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same time.
Mr. Chairman, again, that's five numbers but four categories. The next one up is the Minnesota Breeding Bird Atlas Phase. It's the Senate only. Here no more. I guess we can move on. There's a House only. I don't know if it's here.
Would be the Golden Eagle Survey.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the Golden Eagle Survey and make an oral amendment to make it a total of 30,000 instead of 90, and it would be 30,000 in each year.
Members, motion by Representative McNamara. Do you understand the motion? Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
And Mr. Chair, then we have the causes of mortality in moose populations, prey management for wildlife, and evaluation of biomass harvesting impacts on Minnesota's forests.
Members, I'm looking for a motion for those. So, moves. Those three described by Mr. Johnson. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign. Carries. Mr. Knopf.
Well, Mr. Chair, the House Supervision.
The next would be the change in resilience scenario.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move $75,000 per year, $150,000 on that item.
Members, Representative Torkelson moves 75 in each category. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Enough.
Mr. Chair, then we have information system for wildlife and aquatic management areas, management with LIDAR training, measuring conservation practice outcomes, conservation public drainage benefits, Mississippi River Central Minnesota Conservation. And I think we'll stop there, so there would be those five that are the same in those.
Members understand that? Looking for a motion?
Yep. So moved.
Awesome. Senator Dames moves those five as any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Mr. Chair, you have a Senate only in the St. Croix Basin Conservation Planning and Protection. $20,000 total, $60,000 each year.
Senator Hackbar. Excuse me, Representative Hackbar.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate language and Senate figures.
Representative moves the Senate language on the St. Croix River Conservation Planning and Protection. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
Division 4, there are some more significant discussions we need to take place with that one. And so, Mr. Chair, we would move on to, on my page 13, understanding water resources. And Mr. Chair, we got Itasca County Sensitive Lakeshore, Spring Shed Mapping in southeastern Minnesota, Mississippi Water Quality Assessment, Restoration Prioritization, and Assessment of Minnesota River Antibiotic Concentration.
Five lines, all similar. Would somebody?
I move those items.
Representative Torkelson moves those five items to be taken off. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
So, Mr. Chair, we move on to subdivision 6, aquatic and structural invasive. Two similar on the bottom of the page. Improved detection of harmful micro, emerald ash borer biocontrol research and implementation. So the with one, yeah, the next one's a difference.
Members, those two are similar.
Mr. Chair, so move.
Senator Davis moves the two lines under subdivision 6. Is that correct? Is that correct? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And then, Mr. Chair, we have a Senate-only Emerald Ash Borer Land Act for $229,000. And, Mr. Chair, I don't hear a motion on
that.
Evaluation of switchgrass as biofuel crop. Yeah, well, let's just finish off. That would finish off the.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that one similar language.
Representative, evaluation of switchgrass as biofuel crop. All in. Okay. All in. Okay, no discussion.
Aye.
Don't oppose. Same sign.
No.
Mr. Chair, we've got subdivisions that are the same on both sides. I think you could move those as one motion. One is sustainable bioenergy products and the other, projects, and the other one is youth renewable energy conservation.
Subdivision 7 and 8 members,
yes.
Agree on. Is there a motion?
I move, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hoppe moves. Subdivision 7 and 8. Any further discussion? None, all in favor. Oh, same sign.
And then, Mr. Chair, we're on subdivision issues. The first three on there are the same as both. The Apprentice Academy. The wild rice standard is really different from the wild rice standard. Additional time for the study, which probably makes sense. Be the next 2 years
longer.
And then the chronic wasting disease. So I think what you want to do is house position on all three.
Members? Subdivision 9, lines.
I'll make a motion to move the House position on all three items.
Representative, motion to move those three lines. Any further discussion? None.
Aye.
Both same sign.
And then, Mr. Chair, we've got a core basis that is for the general program. And as I am reading, $10,000 less than the Senate.
On that line.
Representative Torkelson moves the same position on the invasive species line. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor.
Aye.
Same sign. Carries.
And then, Mr. Chair, you have the PBS documentary about the species. That's a Senate only.
Members, I would move to the Senate figures to $50,000. I'm sorry, excuse me. One time, and require an RFP through the DNR for the funds.
I'll just take care of that in the language. It's just me deleting a few words. So.
Right. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And then, Mr. Chair, you have the Coon Rapids Dam. On both.
Coon Rapids Dam members.
If I could ask a question, I believe we have some different language in the if I'm not mistaken. Mr. Knopf, could we be accepted and the language could be yet to be determined, or would it be better?
Mr.
Chair, I think for tracking purposes, it would be better just to skip time, unless you're ready to resolve the language.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. We did not get involved in changing in the ownership issues because we weren't fully funding the funding of the dam. And I'm wondering, is your language, if I'm not mistaken, the first part of the money to who we granted the rest of the design money to, and granted it to the DNR, and I didn't know how the logistics of that was.
Well, Mr. Chair, this is for the study, so this does not it just gives the money to DNR to do it, and DNR can do it however they want, but they would be the
study. Okay. Well, Mr. Chair, I'll move to the House position.
Representative Hackbar.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hackbar. In the House Bonding Committee, there's some controversial language that's floating around about whether the DNR should own this, the Parks District, et cetera. If you don't mind, I would really like to hold that point, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman.
I'll withdraw the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Representative McNamara.
I think this is an important project. Representative Park brings up a good point. I hope that we'll continue to move on this project and resolve the differences at this time, and I'd like us just to skip over this.
Thank you,
and then, Mr. Chair, we get into administration. The spreadsheet. Oh, I'm sorry. We one left. One. Accelerated land sales and exchanges at the House division.
Understand this one?
Mr. Chair, can move on.
The last person.
And Mr. Chair, we do have a first on the LCCMR administration. The House has more than the Senate.
Mr. Chair, I would move the administration of LCCMR.
Representative McNamara moves the House position there. Everybody understand that? Discussion, hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Both say aye.
Shared members, the next one is contract administration. I do have, there's also here on this one, whereas the money in the bill goes directly to the commissioner, and in the Senate, it's based on a fee. They get reimbursed for their expenses and doing. So I don't know if you want to deal with that now, if you're ready to how that is accomplished.
Mr. Chair, I think we should wait on that because of the hour. If it would be all right, I'd like to wait on that.
Sorry for the language. It would be best to wait on doing
members
that.
Understand that? We've got some yet to go on there, so
to be clear, we have we're waiting on, and then there's two provisions recently we talked about the dam and the contract administration. And the last one, the website, you're the same on both. $1,000.
Representative Hackbarth moves CCM website line. Discussion.
Aye.
Both same sign.
Mr. Chairman, I have some language. I don't know that you're ready to deal with those tonight. Today.
Mr. Chair, I know you said that when we CMR that would be it, but I just wanted to Senator Gerlach and I. We have some significant differences in Gerlach's area, and including Senator Ryan, and transfers. And I think after some of the Senate positions are things that we may want to go through. We could specifically, I think Commerce left wouldn't probably be appropriate, but I think there's the work comp assigned that you said, Senator Gerlach, you had some testimony about that we were not part of, as far as that's a significant imbalance. I would like the Senate position with the challenge possible. I don't know if you wanted to have a little bit of that discussion. And then, Senator Gerlach, if we could have our fiscal staff do a side-by-side of just the so when we would go to move them, it would be easier for the public to understand just what we were doing.
Senator.
Chairman, correct. We do have some significant differences in these. And one of the biggest ones is on the assigned risk plan. And testimony about how much is available and about managing cash flow over things like that. So we could, I mean, I don't know if we have any time. The department is here to talk to us maybe briefly about the state of the state is at. My understanding is these are investment earnings. These are not the amounts paid in. And there's certain statutory requirements that the overages already transferred to the general fund, and then the committee centered around the cash flow issue of managing this.
Senator Gerlach, if we could just have him come to testify.
Tim Jones, who's the CFO, is the one who left, and is probably really the expert on this. Maybe I could talk about that, but we may be missing out on some of the details. Mr. Jones did leave.
Before that, members, we decided to take testimony right now. So welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. John Reich, Department of Commerce. Reich, R-E-I-C-H, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
And Senator Gerlach, if you wouldn't mind, could you repeat the question? I had the trouble hearing in the House.
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Reich, we have a significant difference in the amounts of the Senate and the House position on the assigned risk plan. And in our discussions in putting our budget together, we came up with a number that the department that we felt was work. Here, and I understand that the amount that is functional is the investment earnings. I know there's a threshold by which you need to maintain money directly by statute currently transferred to the general fund. We sort of laid out in the bill how much we're going to do that. We also had some discussion about cash flow being an issue Mr. Janke in the committee, and so we added amendments to spread the transfer out over 2 years, not in lump sum. So maybe if you could, Representative McNamara was interested in the $7 million difference, maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. You did a fine job of describing this, and comp assigned risk pool is the work comp insurer of last resort. That we need to maintain in that fund is $50 million. Anything above that, and that is cancels to the general fund. That is largely actuarial analysis of the fund, and they assess based on an actual course. As with any actuarial analysis, it's not always perfect, and therefore you do some fund balances that do exceed the $50 million threshold that we do keep in order to be solvent. And that's largely, you make that analysis based on what you have to pay out in the year coming up, in addition to investment, as we know, unpredictable. And so that's how you end up with the excess in the balance fund. In the position of $15 million of excess to the general fund, and the Senator transfers 11.3, I believe, both years. And as Senator Gerlach indicated, I think the intent was to send out. And the department does have that simply because if we were to transfer money. We don't know how much excess is going to be there simply because we haven't done an actuarial and we can't predict the investment earnings of FY13 and whether or not there's going to be the excess in FY13. And so if the idea is $26 million. It would probably be more prudent to do it in as the money's there. I don't think $600,000 there now, but we just can't predict on what excesses there are going to be.
Mr. Reich, I just want to make sure we're not confused about this, because we split up a few years. I think that was at the request of the department. I thought we did a number of amendments to make sure we could get the costs over different ages or different divisions within the department, and also years. And I thought this was the one, so that it wouldn't be 26 in year. But in fact, I thought the testimony was different than what you're saying now, that it would be easier to get if it was spread out over 2 years.
No.
You're right.
I think what I recall the flexibility given to the department in order to manage the cash flow fund was with respect to the general decisions that were made in the department, so that over 2 years, and please, Mr. Chair, correct me if I'm wrong, is that due to the actions that the Commerce had indicated some concern about in the Central Commerce Committee. I think the committee then gave us some flexibility over the course of biennial as opposed to just an FY12.
I would just say that I think that regardless of whether it's over 2 years or is probably secondary to the issue of making sure that the fund balance is okay. And I think that we are, as long as there's $50 million, then that was why we came up with the $20 million, still getting the $50 million.
Mr. Wright.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Gerlach, at this point, the actuarial analysis is certainly being done as to what is in the fund right now. We don't, I think it's May 30th, 31st, the actual excess. I'd be happy to talk to the committee. And we would really know what the real money, what the excess money is in there. I know that we're close to finding that out, but I'm not necessarily certain.
Okay. Any further questions? Some information tomorrow or Monday, excuse me? Is that
good? It's just a matter of checking with our CFO.
Very good. Thank you. Any further questions? Okay, thank you.
Mr. President, Senator McNamara and I have talked about going to close out these other fund transfers that we have testimony on, the real estate fund, and also the insurance fraud prevention account, et cetera, that we saw that particularly in the prevention account, and we don't really have an answer what to do on that point, but I think that representative was looking for more detail on some of the impacts of this, or maybe or representative tell us a little more what you were interested, what information you were interested in getting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senator Gerlach. I had asked Mr. Reinhart some thoughts after you and I discussed of a small spreadsheet that might be balances, and wondering if he could work with Mr. Mueller, to develop was our thoughts. We haven't been thinking about the next meeting. I don't know, Mr. Reynolds. You know what we're looking for. You want to just.
Mr. Reynolds.
Mr. Chair, members, we certainly can. I just need to make some requests together by Monday. We have that information. It's not out right now in a way to hand out. What we'll show, I would say, is the House Senate position. It will show the estimated in those accounts coming into the biennium, where they were, what were estimated spending in the biennium, and then you'll be able to see what is being spent and how it would affect expected expenditures.
Senator has assured us that Sunday, when it's 75 degrees, you can get together. Hey, members, anything else? Well, we got done a little quicker than we thought here, remember. Thanks for all the work. The next meeting is the call of Chair McNamara. It'll be Monday. He's telling me maybe a half an hour afterwards or an hour afterwards.